A feeling everybody's like hungry, and so I thought maybe I'd launch things out here. We'll have a few things to say in just a bit from up here, but I want to get you guys going on your meals. So there are no assigned seats, as I understand it. Just find somebody pleasant to sit next to, which is pretty much anybody in this room, and I'll give thanks here, and then we could jump in. Lord, thank you for today, this event over the weekend, this luncheon we have now, these good people here that are closer to us at Stand to Reason than most of the people in the auditorium earlier. We're thankful for these friendships, these relationships. We're thankful for what you've done through them, and we're thankful for this meal. We ask you to give us a sweet time together over lunch, for Christ's sake. Amen. Schmatznego, dig in.
Yeah, okay. I'll ask you to come up. I'll introduce you.
All right. It looks like everybody's having a good time. And most of you are into your dessert, or maybe you finished your dessert. So you can continue eating that. But I wanted to introduce a couple of people to you and have them say a word. This is not going to be very long or formal. We actually have our organization is governed by a board. We're a 501c3, a religious nonprofit, and so we have a board that really governs Stand to Reason. I'm the president, and so at least ostensibly I run the organization. Actually, Melinda's the one who runs things, and most of you know that. But the responsibility is with me as president, but I'm responsible to a board, and I am one vote on a larger board of about six or seven men who have oversight and fiduciary responsibility for the organization. And three of them are here today, and each has a little different story in terms of their involvement, exposure to Stand to Reason. The first is our current board chairman, and Johnny Wynn was somebody who came on board with Stand to Reason as a volunteer as he's studying to be a CPA at USC. And that was many years ago, and he helped us keep our books balanced, and now he's our board chairman. Johnny, why don't you step up and say hi to everybody.
Well, thank you, Greg. Good afternoon. My name is Johnny Wynn, and I am the chairman of Stand to Reason. I'd like to thank all of you and to welcome you, and also to make a confession. I'm intimidated. I'm nervous because you just had 2 days of listening to expert speakers, professional speakers who know their substance, who are engaging, who are entertaining, they're funny. And now you get an accountant, you know? So I will do my best to try to electrify the crowd with my stereotypical CPA dynamic charisma that we're also known for here. But you know, listening to Greg's great exhortation and encouragement, I mean, that rose to the level of Braveheart, Greg. I mean, I was ready to put on my kilt and paint my face blue. And then you get Detective J. Warner Wallace here. Have any of you ever laughed so hard at a crime scene? Kirby, I want to pitch a new show, CSI Stand-Up Comedy. Yeah? All right. And of course, I'm here with my girly white iPhone 4. So, what a great way to start out, our relationship on the board together. But I don't want to get arrested, so thanks for the confidence booster right before that. But, you know, second confession is that I'm not just the Stand to Reason chairman. I'm also a Stand to Reason fan, huge fan. And for the last 20 years, I've been reading My Solid Grounds, too. Well, actually, 18 years is when I started volunteering so long ago at Hope Chapel. But I'm an accountant, so I can round up. That's okay. I know how to. Yeah, we do that. That's, you know, it's okay. I eagerly await my solid grounds, just like all of you. I listen to the radio show. I download the podcasts. The new CD set, got to get that. New video set, new booklet, got to read those. And if I want to find out what my opinion is on a subject, I read Melinda's blog. And yeah. Or Amy will tell me what. So that's what I think. Okay, good. But I wouldn't be able to do any of those things had it not been for the people and Stand to Reason. You want to type in str.org and you want that website to pop up and all the systems to be working. That's Tom Poles. You want the website to look good with the graphics and the professionally photoshopped images. That's Chrissy Watkins. And she's the reason why, by the way, that Brett only looks 45 on the website. Had it not been for her skills, You want all those mentoring letters to arrive on time. That's Tina Poles. That's Tom's wife. You want that new video, that new product set with the new booklets. That's Kyle Scheele and Derek White right there. You want a friendly voice, you know, that friendly voice that you hear when you call the office. That's Wendy Jones. If you want to hear top-notch speakers, men who know their content, who are engaging and funny, and who are good-looking to boot, we don't have those, but we are working on that as a board. That is my initiative for this next year. No, I'm kidding. Of course, come on, guys. It's a 20th anniversary. It's got to be a little bit of a roast, right? All right. But on issues, the hot topic issues you just heard this morning, Islam, abortion, same-sex marriage, that's Alan Schliemann and Brett Kunkel. You want to know what a professional criminal investigator's take is on the New Testament claims, Detective J. Warner Wallace. You want those speakers I just mentioned to arrive on time in the right venue? That's Danielle Hodgman right there. You want to read the most up-to-date blog posts on all the things that are happening currently, religion, values, and ethics, and not get blindsided by your peers. That's Amy Hall. You want all the above stuff that I just mentioned to be founded in the first place, to be created, systematized, running smoothly day in, day out, every day for 20 years. That's Melinda Penner. That's right. And so that's Alan, Brett, Derek, Kyle, Tom, Melinda, J. Warner Wallace, Danielle, Wendy Jones, Amy, Chrissy. And I think that's it, right? I think that's everybody? No, of course. Greg Kokel. I guess he's important too, so we'll say a few things about him. Co-founder, president, author, theologian, philosopher, good friend, and mentor all these years. Not just to me, to all of you in this room as well. And apologetics innovator, okay? Follow me on this one. Seriously, think about this. You hear sometimes sports athletes, when they're being recruited, they say, I want to take this game to the next level. Well, Greg has done exactly that in apologetics. I want you to think about this. What's in the apologetics lore? What's in the apologetics lexicon that we all use right now, we take for granted, but we're actually innovations of Greg? Haagen-Dazs, butter pecan, ice cream. Now, who hasn't used that? I know you changed the flavor, right? But that's Kokel's, all right? Or this, or is your goal to put a stone in someone's shoe? What a relief that is, and not leading them to the foot of the cross the first 5 minutes you meet them. You ever tell a friend to never read a Bible verse? Of course you have. You ever seen a leprechaun boiling water? Well, that's a new one that Greg's come up with that I think is really good. And I think Greg has actually brought back the word winsome. Anybody started using that a lot more? Yeah, winsome? He rescued that from the graveyard of words. I think I use it so much my wife says, you're doing it wrong, you know? Honey, you win some, you lose some. No, that's not what Greg said. That's not what he means. Thanks, honey. Yeah. Now, here's the last one. When you ask your friends questions, do you have the urge to scratch your head and say, one more ting? I mean, seriously, what ministry, apologetics or otherwise, where the president will put on a trench coat, pull out a cigar stub, scratch his head, cross his eyes, and say one more ting? Only one place. Now, I can't do it. I'm Asian. Doesn't work that well, Columbo. But Greg can do it, right? In fact, you know, that's why we hired Detective Wallace. It's to give Lieutenant Colombo a friend over here. That's really why you're here, Detective. Now, I know it's a celebration, and that was just kind of a lighthearted, fun way to get at a more serious, substantive point, and that is Stand to Reason is not just another Me Too ministry, another Me Too apologetics organization. STR, in its course to train Christians to think more clearly about our faith and to make an even-handed, incisive, yet gracious defense of classical Christianity and classical Christian values in the public square, in its mission to do this, has advanced the movement. You've heard Greg's analogy with the first column, the second column, and third column. And Greg has contributed to this body of apologetics, and the whole organization has, and Christian case-making. And you saw this morning with J. Warner Wallace's crime scene demonstration, or Brett and Allen's trips, where they actually take people to Salt Lake City and Berkeley and Portland, Oregon, and actually train them and have them interact with real people in front of mosques. Who else does this? Or their atheist or Muslim role-playing. And, of course, Greg Kokel's tactics, which started it all. So you're sitting here because you believe in what STR is doing, but not just what STR is doing. You believe that STR is the one to be doing it. Am I right? So I will end with this. And it's a good thing I'm not a pastor, because that actually means 20 minutes more usually, right, when they say that. I only take 19, so that's okay. I think you've all experienced what I'm about to describe here. You heard a difficult concept. You don't understand it. You heard it explained to you many times. You've read it. But it wasn't until you heard one of our speakers, you listened to the show, you read one of our booklets, one of our articles, one of our blog posts, that then at that moment it clicked for you and it made sense in the way that we had presented it. And then you owned it. It wasn't just something you were repeating anymore. You internalized it and now it's yours. And with that new justification of your true belief, you now have knowledge that you can then act confidently on and place trust in God's word. And your faith grew, as did your gratitude for the very folks that I mentioned earlier. I know this, and I'm describing this about you because it's true of me. So, to my Stand to Reason friends, it's been truly a privilege and a joy these last 2 decades working with you. And your accurate mind, your artful method, and your attractive manner. And may our sovereign bless you another 20 years and more. 20 decades. Why not? Why we're at it. With more wisdom, with more knowledge, and more character. Congratulations.
Sorry, Greg. Johnny, you did not sound the least bit intimidated. In fact, do you want to join our faculty here at Stand to Reason? Rich Moselle's been with our leadership team for quite a while. I have to be careful what I say here because Rich is also my dentist, which means he could make me pay, you know, if I... Many of you know Rich because of the magazine that he is responsible for. It's called Salvo, and it is one of the most intelligent Christian magazines that reflect thoughtful Christianity in a cutting-edge way that touches on our culture. Rich, why don't you come up and say a few words for us? Please welcome Rich Moselle.
Well, I don't know if I can follow that. How can a dentist follow an accountant and say anything funny? But the only thing I wanted to say is I don't know how Brett takes what he takes from Jim. The only thing is he says he gives as well as he takes, but I don't know. That was brutal, but I enjoyed it. I wanted to say two things. I wanted to say something about Adrian Thatcher. In a sense, Greg Kokel was my Adrian Thatcher, in a sense, that when I was 44 years old, I was kind of, I was a theist, but that was just about it. You know, I didn't think too much about things. I always said to myself I should read the scriptures. You know, it's a big book that you see around. But, you know, I never did anything. And at 44 years old, I had some children, and they're in Catholic school. And so church came into play. And I was fortunate enough in a Catholic church to go to a Bill Creasy's Bible class, which was a verse-by-verse J. Vernon McGee-based Bible study within the walls of a Catholic church. So that's pretty unusual. So I kind of, a little light went on, and then one day I was watching TBN. I used to go on there to, you know, sometimes laugh at the big hairdo of Jan Crouch. And Hugh Ross was on there with Jacob's Ladder, and so this is interesting, you know, science. I have a little science background. That's interesting. But then I was washing my car one day, and Greg's radio show came on. And I always pictured him to look much different than he did when I first heard him. But this was, you know, 20 years ago, and he started making sense. He started making sense, and there was this confluence of influences on me with the new Bible class and the science and stand to reason. And it wasn't much longer than that. There was no epiphany for me, but I became a Christian and I gave my life to Christ. So in a sense, he's an Adrian Thatcher for me, and just from washing my car. And the other thing was Greg said something today when he was talking about I forget what it was. He was saying he didn't have a powerful moment to start Stand to Reason, but it was just kind of somebody told him to, and then the word kind of, the advice kind of germinated in your mind, and you went ahead and did something about it. It was the same way with me in 2001. I just thought that there was no magazine of serious ideas for Christians, and it was a little thing, and I just started writing things and putting things together, and then I was blessed to be connected with the people from the Fellowship of St. James, who produced Touchstone magazine, and overcoming a lot of obstacles and times, we were able to put together this magazine, and I got to meet Melinda and have breakfast with her a lot, and was able to get Greg to write for the magazine, and now our latest issue has Jim as an interview. And you look back on it, and you just see it's just a bunch of things come together, nothing big, nothing major, but it's you can see when you look back that God's working and moving, and not that any of the victories or the accomplishments are large, but that they're significant, I think, in the Lord's eyes, and he continues to let those things proceed. In the case of Stand to Reason, here's a ministry that in a time, an economic time this country's in, really shouldn't be doing as well as it's doing, yet it is. And it's because the word is being preached, truth is being defended, and God honors that, God blesses it, God always blesses it, and God will continue to bless it. And I hope all of you, I know all of you, every day in your prayers, you pray for Stand to Reason, that God continues to bless it, and that Stand to Reason will lead us into the future. This near future coming up is going to be very difficult. I'm very, maybe overly attuned to the spiritual nature, spiritual warfare nature of life right now. And I feel the warfare is heating up, and we've got a battle to fight, and if we can arm ourselves with the tools of Stand to Reason, you know, we'll be in the front lines, and I welcome that opportunity. And thank you, Greg, for letting me be part of the ministry. I'm honored and proud to serve with it.
Well, there's probably nobody more in touch with pop culture in our leadership team than our latest addition, Kirby Bradford. Haven't even had a board meeting with us yet, but we look forward to many, many board meetings in the future. Kirby and I are friends from Conejo Valley. He's got a story. Maybe he'll tell you the backstory a little bit with Stand to Reason, but we actually carpool our kids together to the same school. So we get to see each other with some regularity. But I mentioned his name's Kirby Bradford, and he might tell you a little bit about his professional connections with pop culture that I think is going to be good for us being in touch. But his full name is William Bradford. And, of course, this name is probably familiar to many of you in American history because it was William Bradford who came over on the Mayflower and et cetera, et cetera. Well, this William Bradford is a direct descendant, so we're glad to have you on board for a number of reasons. Kirby, come on up and talk with us.
Yes, he's still a little on my thumb drive. I was going to introduce myself. I am William Bradford. Kirby is a nickname. It's a long story, but the short version of it is a college nickname that a buddy of mine that I don't even keep in touch with anymore called me one day. He's like, "You're Kirby." And we're just playing hacky sack. I'm like, "Cool." And he introduced me to my future bride that day. He said, "Christina, this is Kirby." I'm like, and she was really hot, and I didn't want to like correct him, and so I became Kirby to her. And it was like a year later that like the truth came out, and at that point it was too late. And so I lead dual lives. My wife, that's just like, you're Bill to them, and you're Kirby to them. It's a mess. It is a real privilege to be here. Just the journey, just with Stand to Reason, it's just been really meaningful for me, and actually very emotional today, just because it's just meant so much in my life. Greg is, and I can probably speak for a lot of people here, Greg has been my friend for about 11 years, but I've only known him for two or three. I don't think I've missed a broadcast, a radio show in that long. And so about 3 hours of my life every single week are spent with Greg, which is more than any other person in my life except for my family. And that's a real trust that God has given to you, not only to you, but the entire ministry, to make that available, because there is a trust and a relationship that are built with people that you've never met and you won't meet until glory. So it's really just been an honor to be drawing closer and closer into the ministry. I work in Hollywood. I work for Fox, with a bunch of stars, and most of them are very forgettable. I remember the first time I got actually a signed letter from the ministry from you. It was in your blue pen. I felt like I had a signature from a rock star. It was like 7 years ago. I was like, "Oh my gosh!" and it was in the ministry letter thanking for the donation. But it's been a real privilege to be able to partner financially as well as just peripherally with the ministry. Stand to Reason was long story, but I was living in rural northern Virginia outside of D.C., about an hour outside of D.C., and I was turned on to the radio show of this thing called Stand to Reason by a friend from church out there named Todd Krulak, who came out here for his master's in apologetics. And I was turned on to the ministry, and I was like, wow, this is exactly what I've been looking for, because I had always been kind of heady, but I knew that there was something in my faith which was not there, which was a real understanding of why I believed what I did. I would have defended Jesus to the death, but I didn't even know him, and I didn't know why I knew him. And so I think through Stand to Reason, I've developed that confidence in my faith, and eventually it led me to pursuing a master's here. And it feels like coming home every time I come to Biola. So I finished that about 4 years ago here. And so it was the reason one of the reasons that brought me out to California was work. But I was able to choose between Northern California and Southern California, because I was with Yahoo at the time. And I chose Southern California because it would be closer to Biola, and so I could finish in person. And who would have known that we ended up living in Thousand Oaks, and that I would end up, meeting Greg a few years ago. Now our kids carpool together. I'm on the board of the ministry, and I just feel like, oh my gosh, I can look back 10 years ago to just listening to these little .mp3s on the lousy website, but just getting all this awesome content and to be able to be part of this is a real honor. So I guess lastly, I would just say, I just really just pray that God would honor the vision of the ministry, and that I think we're all feeling it, that we all need to stand strong, so that we would cherish and embrace those words that you gave today, and that the next 20 years would be even more fruitful. So God bless you and the entire staff. So, sure.
Thank you, Bill, Kirby, Bradford. There's a backstory of Todd Krulak, too. His father was actually Commandant of the Marines and on Joint Chiefs of Staff under Bush. He is an example of one of those Adrian Thatcher-type people. And he was just an example here in your life, telling you about Stand to Reason. You get involved in the program at Biola. you get your master's, you come over here, you're working in Southern California, we're friends, you're serving Stand to Reason. There's another guy who, if I get my memory's correct, Todd Kulak introduced to Stand to Reason. Is this right? The pilot? what was his name? I'm sorry, Melinda knows. Tom, do you remember the name? Yes. Tom McGinnis. Some of you may not recognize the name Tom McGinnis, but probably about 12 years ago that we got a letter from Todd Kulak, and he told us about his relationship with Tom McGinnis and how he had introduced Tom to Stand to Reason and how Tom was a regular, not only user of our materials, but was also a contributor, a donor to us financially. We got to know his wife a bit, and she was on the radio show. Tom McGinnis piloted the first plane that hit the World Trade Center. That man went into eternity as a Stand to Reason Christian. Todd Kulak was one man standing in both of your lives, as it turns out. Well, you've heard from virtually all the Stand to Reason visible players, if you will, and from our board. I don't think that an event like this would be complete without hearing from Melinda Penner. Now, you need to know that I had to twist her arm really hard to encourage her to say a few words, and I don't know what it is she's going to say, but we all have deeply appreciated her commitment over the years. I know that you have, and nobody in this room really but me has, and the other staff, but especially me, understands the significant role that she has played, that God has used her in the life, in the just the warp and woof of Stand to Reason, from foundation all the way up. She runs the enterprise. I'm, you know, they just call me president. So I get the nice title, but my life is made a lot easier because really runs the ship day to day and manages the staff, and it is an incredibly difficult job. Not that the staff is hard, but the detail. It's not. We have a fabulous staff, but the detail. She produces the radio show. She helps Tom with all of the with the digital IT stuff. She's involved with the website with Chrissy. She blogs. She handles my schedule. We have basically a full-time person just to handle the other guy's schedule. And Melinda does that on the side for me, along with everything else. I couldn't really give you a clear picture of everything she does. That's just a little bit. But I would love to have you come up, Melinda, and just say a few words for us. Please welcome Melinda Penner.
Well, like Kirby, I'm known by different names too. Melinda to most, Lindy to my family, Auntie Mindy to Abigail and Eva, and the enforcer to Greg. So, I mentioned to Craig Hazen and I think a couple other people last night that sitting there, celebrating Stand to Reason was a bit surreal, thinking 20 years, because it just seems like yesterday, and all the people that wanted to come and celebrate with us in person and online, the people whose lives have been impacted by this organization, is pretty amazing. It's a little bit of a glimpse into what God is doing with Stand to Reason. Greg and I are not vision people. We don't have big ideas of where we want to be in even 2 years, much less 10 or 20 years. We're mission-oriented people. We're task-oriented people. We know what our gifts are. We want to be useful. We see something we can do. And we just work away at that day in, day out. So it's been really special to kind of take a couple of days here to look up and look around and see what God has done with all of these efforts for all these years. It's a privilege that God's given us to use our gifts and our time for His glory and His kingdom. People will often very graciously come up and say thank you to us. It's always, I really appreciate it. It always makes me a little bit uncomfortable because I don't, it's God who does it, you know. We're just working away, and we're not having an impact in people's lives. It's God who's taking what we're doing and making an impact in people's lives, and we're just thankful to be a part of it. At times, God has pressed us hard, and it hasn't been easy. Sometimes it's because of our own personal failings. Other times it's because of the circumstances that God has brought our way, and this last year has probably been the hardest that God has brought our way. We lost Buddy, a consultant that we worked with for 12 years, who was one of my best friends, depended on him tremendously. He got sick and passed away within months. Wendy, who's been with us from the beginning, keeps our office running. We all depend on her. She was diagnosed with lymphoma a couple months after Buddy got sick, and she's been out for 2 months now on sick leave with a stem cell transplant. She's doing really well. We're all looking, counting the hours until she's back. At the same time, we had already launched some significant projects, the new website design, switching to the webcast, other things, and we couldn't slow down. We couldn't stop. There were times where I didn't know if I was up to the task personally, but I knew that God had brought us into these circumstances, and since he had done that, I knew that he would provide everything we needed to get through this. And so it's been the last 20 years has been a time where I've learned to trust God and how faithful he is every step of the way. He's worthy of our trust. He has been for the last 20 years, and he will for whatever else there is. I read a tweet by Paul David Tripp this morning, who I really like. I've learned a lot about grace from him in the last couple years. His tweet this morning was, God's plan for you is very different from what you would have had for yourself. His wisdom and grace lead you where you didn't plan to go. That's definitely true. 20 years ago, we began a journey with a well-defined mission to train Christian ambassadors, but we had no idea where the path was leading. We did not picture, I think, even a third employee, much less 13 or 14. We didn't picture all the things that have happened. We just started down the path and started working. But God has led us every step of the way. I don't know the future, but God does. I know he's faithful to continue to lead us for the same purposes that he's given us for the last 20 years. And I just pray that all the things that we do will be for his kingdom and for his glory.
Melinda's reference to the tweet that she read this morning reminded me of something many years ago I saw in a film. And it was one of those nights where it was back in my single days, and I was just burning off my Saturday night, spending it alone, channel surfing, boom, 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 boom. And I happened upon a black and white film, and I don't even know what the movie was, but it was just a small, it was a short segment. I saw this scene, I heard this line, and I moved on, but the line stuck with me. There was a man and woman standing together, reading in a book, and the man read a line in the book. And the book said, a man's life is like a diary in which he means to write one story, but he writes another. And he read it a second time because it struck them in the film, but it also struck me. A man's life is like a diary in which he means to write one story, but he writes another. That is, that we all start life, our adult life, our Christian life, our professional life, with a particular story in mind. We look ahead to see the way we think our lives will go. We imagine something and we plan it never happens the way we plan it, does it? Sometimes it's much better than what we had in mind. Sometimes our lives take detours that we never expected, and we encounter very, very difficult things. But it's never quite the way we plan it. You mentioned Creasy's Bible study that you went to, Rich. His compatriot in that Bible study was Tom Brewer. Tom Brewer was one of my teachers at the Light and Powerhouse. And it's an interesting little connection with your life back to those early days. Tom said something when I was a very new Christian, and it has always stuck with me. Some of you will recognize it because I've mentioned it on the air a number of times. And what he said was that Jesus is not the bridge over troubled waters. appreciate the reference to Simon and Garfunkel there. But he said that because a lot of people in the Jesus movement characterized it that way. Become a Christian and your troubles will be over. You'll have love and joy and peace and everything will be fine. And this, of course, as you know, is a gross mischaracterization of the Christian life. And so it was helpful for me as a brand new Christian to have Tom Brewer, one of my early mentors, say, Jesus is not the bridge over troubled waters. And then he added, but he will pull you through the troubled waters if you can stand the toe. The theme, I think, that I tried to end on, and I think Melinda's comments really helped a bit, is the theme of one person standing, being used by God in powerful ways because we have a great God. And even when your life turns out to be different than what you expected, the story that you had in mind takes a different route. It is the same ultimate author that stays with you throughout. It is the same one that can be trusted throughout. It is the same one that wants to bring glory to himself appropriately through the efforts that you lay at his feet. And this is, if anything's been a theme of Stand to Reason the last 20 years, it's been that. Let's just take what it is we have. Let us lay it at his feet. Let us give it to him. Let us be faithful where we're standing. And let's watch God do whatever he wants to do. And if it turns out to be nothing, that's his business. What we have done is we've acted faithfully to our audience of one. And if we are faithful in our responsibilities before our audience of one, it doesn't matter what he decides to do with it. We may labor on in anonymity. We may be launched into the limelight in certain ways. What matters most is faithfulness to the audience of one. I am thankful that I have a team that's really represented here, not just by our staff, but many faces from going way back to the beginning of Stand to Reason, either as workers or as volunteers or as donors. And it is your faithfulness before your audience of one, you as one person standing, that has contributed to the life of this organization. And I want to say thank you for your presence here, for your help at Stand to Reason over the years, and also the faces I know, I see, that are now involved in paying it forward, are taking it forward from here. You don't have to look back. You say thank you to Stand to Reason. We appreciate that. But the best thing that we can see that you do, the best way to say thanks to us is to pay it forward. Just like we have taken that which was given to us and trusted to us by our mentors and are paying it forward, you do the same. And if we keep doing that, then God's glorified and I'm satisfied. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you all. One last thing. You may take your own trophy with you. The Stand to Reason cups are for you to take home and enjoy as a remembrance of our 20th anniversary. Thank you.
properly. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his social stand. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. When he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Do 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 da da do da da. Do do he blows it A to the bar. He can blow a note, hit the bass and guitar, and we're done. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I see when we're out together, dance cheek to cheek. Yes, heaven. I'm in heaven. Through the week seems to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb to mountain, reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Now, mama, dance with me. I want my arms about you, the charms about you will carry me through. Yes, heaven, I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Take it, Ella, swing it.
Heaven, I'm in heaven. Heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I see lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek.